Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except
Amalgamated Cheese. Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Ah, for you, maybe. And can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. But don't you realize Christmas can be such a monster?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Hope you guys are enjoying that Christmas tunes right now. And your holidays as well. It's one more week till Christmas. And you're listening to Karasu, some Japanese music. We'll be coming right up and I'll be playing the theme song right now. Yes, that was Ueo Muite Aruko by Sugar Lunch, originally sung by Sakamoto Q. And yes, that's my theme song of the show called Karasu. And my name is Alex Tsujijima. It is a few minutes past 7:30, but hey, at least I'm on the air. I'm really happy. And I'm also enjoying the winter holidays as well. I hope you guys are enjoying it too. I'll be playing some Japanese music, mostly independent, rock, punk, and so forth, for the next 1.5 hours. Actually, 1 hour and 20 minutes, perhaps. And I'll be talking about some news that I found, talking about Japan, from the interesting to the very weird, including some information on Drunken Sailor Dancing on the Roof and how the new Nintendo console is causing some problems in the living room. I'll give you a little bit more information about that. And I will be playing next up will be Buffalo Daughter, and the song is called California Blues. And by the way, if you have any questions or requests, please give me a call in the studio, 604-822-CITR. That is 822-2487. This is Buffalo Daughter on 101.9.
Town now number
That was a Buffalo Daughter from their album Shaggy Headdressers. That's a pretty funky name for an album. And the song is called California Blues. I wish I was in California right now during the winter holidays. Just enjoy the hot sun. But hey, you know what? I love the Vancouver cold weather. Don't you guys? Yes. In your cars, cranking up the heat to maximum. Most definitely. This is Kalasu 101.9 FM. My name is Alex, and if you just tuned in, we'll be playing Japanese tunes, and hope you guys will be staying on this great, wonderful radio station at this University of British Columbia. First off, I'm going to be telling you a little small interesting news that involves a U.S. soldier near the Yokosuka base in Japan. There was a U.S. soldier, a female woman, a soldier that was arrested for trespassing in a private property after she got drunk and actually jumped onto a roof of a local resident's house. Well, how this turned out is that the 69-year-old resident called the police after he heard some ruckus and some noise on top of his roof. He looked up and he just saw this woman completely hammered, and he called the police immediately. How did she climb onto this roof? She climbed to the roof of a nearby three-story building from the outside stairway, and then she actually jumped across onto the roof. And I would say she's very gutsy for 18-year-old woman serving for the U.S. Navy, but she got arrested, but she admitted to the allegations for what she did. But it must have been quite a sight for the 64-year-old to see a woman dancing on the roof a little hammered. So that's quite a little silly, but interesting story there right now. So I'll be playing a few more tunes and talk about more news very soon, including how the Nintendo console is just destroying some places and how what is the Nintendo taking care about it. And I'm going to give you a little bit more information about that. And perhaps I'll also share you about the man who's trying to beat the Guinness Book of World Records for memorizing something. And would you like to know more about that? I will tell you more right after I play some Giro Giro Hustler. And the song is called Fujiyama. This is from the Best Hits album 1999 to 2003. Please check it out.
I'm not afraid to
If She Was by the Kokeshi Doll was the name of that track. It's If She Was, performed by the Kokeshi Dolls. And then before that, I had a Giru Giru Hustler with Fujiyama. If you haven't heard, Nintendo is kind of in the hot seat for causing a few problems with a new console Wii, where the new controllers are quite revolutionary, as a matter of fact, where you do not use like a directional pad, but you actually hold the controller in your hand and you move the controller up and down and sideways with your arm movement to coordinate the movement into in the game program. But what the problem is that the people are so enthusiastic and energetic and flailing their arms around, they actually let go of the controllers, even though it has a wristband, and letting these controllers crash into the television screens and causing the screens to break. And at first, it became like it was a small problem, but it just started to snowball. And in the end, Nintendo decided to replace over 3.2 million straps for these computer game controllers. there's even a website, if you just Google it up, where they show like all the damages, confessions of the damages that were done from the Wii players. It's pretty funny stuff. But Yasuhiro Minagawa, company spokesman, mentioned that now the straps will be thicker and will be tougher for it to be let go and cause any more damages, such as breaking your mom's urn or your dad's picture frame. I don't know. That's the closest thing I could come up with. Kind of lame, I know. But anyways, but this will cost Nintendo several hundred million yen, but for some gamers, they still think that Nintendo is a little bit in the lead for this game console war, compared with, of course, Microsoft and Sony. So who knows where it's going to go, but if you have your Wii, be careful and try not to mess up your room because you were just playing some Legend of Zelda or something, okay? Right now, it's almost 8 o'clock, maybe around 7 more minutes to go. I will be talking about one Japanese man who's trying to memorize something to get into the world record book. And what did Japan abduct someone to piss off North Korea? Maybe I'll give you a little bit more information about that as well. I'm gonna be playing a few more tracks and do some public service announcements, but first I will play Mongol 800 with the song Kame from their latest album called Daniel. This is Karasu on 101.9 FM.
Tonight, dinner, good sweet cup of soup, but I am.
Mongol 800 with the title Kame. Kame means turtle. Yes, in Japanese, and that's from the album Daniel. That's the latest release, I believe, in 2005. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Karasu. That's the name of the show. Hope you guys enjoying it. My name is Alex Tsuchijima. I'm just going to let you know that tomorrow there is a chance of showers. A pop is 60%. It's going to be a little chilly too. You might want to get a scarf and mittens. It'll be around 4 degrees Celsius in the morning, and it'll probably go up to 6 degrees Celsius in Tuesday afternoon. Right now, it says cloudy with a little showers, also 60 degrees Celsius. When I was outside on the UBC campus, it was a little, it was dark, but it wasn't showering. But who knows? I don't want to jinx Vancouver, you know, for not raining, because Vancouver never gets rain, right? But anyways, that's the weather right now. But expect some sunshine, but also more rainfall during the next couple of days, including Wednesday, Thursdays, highs of 8 degrees Celsius, but a pop of 80%. But it'll be sunny on Friday, December 22nd, high of 77 degrees Celsius with a little clouds too. So please, meantime, stay inside, scratch your toes, and have some hot cocoa or some hot matcha latte, by the way. You could probably pick it up at your local coffee shop if it's available, okay? I'll be playing some Radio Caroline right now, and the song is called Get Star Romantic. You're listening to CITR. That was Radio Caroline with Get Star Romantic. If you love that track, you could pick up the album All Out if you could find it on the internet. I'm not too sure if you could find it maybe in Vancouver, but there are some few locations where they sell some CDs in downtown as well. So if you search hard enough, maybe you could pick it up and have it in your collection. This is Karasu, and I'll be talking about how North Korea kind of accused Japan for kidnapping one of their civilians in 1991. Well, right now, currently, there are some multinational talks. They're trying to have a discussion. There's six nations. I can't get it on top of my head, but they're having a discussion on North Korea's nuclear program after North Korea shot some test missiles right over the Sea of Japan, which really caused a lot of panic in Japan as well. So they're trying to have this discussion to try and remove this nuclear program in North Korea and Beijing. But now Pyongyang is saying that Japan has abducted a North Korean linguist who went missing in 1991. Of course, Japan is denying that allegation. And just a reminder, but a while ago, think back in 1992, five. But anyways, North admitted abducting 13 Japanese citizens in the 1970s and 80s. Why did they do that? Well, because it's to tutor their spies in Japanese language and culture. So they actually abducted 13 civilians. They admitted it. Okay, and five were allowed to return home while others were proclaimed unknown. Perhaps dead. I hope not, but we do not know. North Korea has refused to give out more information on those Japanese citizens. So, but the problem is that this bringing this up for North Korea to talk about how Japan may or may not have abducted a North Korean citizen has made this multinational debate on nuclear weapons a little more complex. And it was supposed to be something neutral and to talk about it, but now it's becoming more like pointing fingers of, you know, who did wrong and whatnot. So this dispute may complicate the nuclear program dispute furthermore. And hopefully it could resolve it very soon, okay? Well, I'll be playing a few more music. I'll be playing Polyzix and then followed up with Vola and the Oriental Machine. And hope you guys have any great comments. If you want to share, you can give me a call, 604-822-2487. You can also email me at katasuradio@hotmail.com. And as well, of course, we also have podcasting at CITR. It's been on for a few couple of months. So if you want to download this show or would like to find out what CITR has to offer, they have wonderful programs from eclectic punk, rock, ska and world music. You could just go to www.citr.ca and have it ready on your iTunes. So please check out the website www.citr.ca and support the independent radio station. I'm going to be playing one of my favorite bands right now. It is Polyzix with Married to a Frenchman. This is 101.9.
Yeah.
That was a Vola and the Oriental Machine. The song is called the Yume Shindan. In Japanese, I would translate that as the Diagnosis of Dreams. So I thought that's a pretty cool title, actually. Before that, I had a Married to a French Man sung by the Polyzix. Great band. Hope you guys enjoyed that pogo punk stuff as well. It is 8:15 right now. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. Thank you very much. And hope you guys are enjoying the show. Thank you very much for listening. And I will be talking about Akira Haraguchi. And who is this man? What is he trying to memorize to go into the Guinness Book of World Records? He is trying to memorize the digital numbers for pi. That's right. Obviously, pi is, you know, other than for engineers and mathematic maniacs, we don't really use that number often, except in high school where we had to get the diameter, circumferences, yada, yada, yada. And we memorize it as 3.14. And for Akira Haraguchi, he's trying to get into the world record books. It's for him, it's not just for calculations, it's his challenge. He is a retired engineer, 61 years old, and he's set out to do in a 16.5-hour event in Tokyo in reciting around 100,000 digits of pi. Okay, he did this before in October, and he submitted for the accreditation with the Guinness World of Records, which is in England, but he has not received confirmation, but he hasn't received a denial either, so we don't know whether he's going to be in the books, but I think I know why the process is taking so damn long is because that probably the judges are trying to keep track of the pi number as well. The secret for him to remember these numbers is by replacing the numbers with kana characters. Kana is the Japanese letterings, I would say. And he has numerous combinations, and by doing so, he can make sentences to make it easier to remember these numbers in order. So, for example, he made 15 digits of 3.14592653589. I wish I memorized that. Of course, I wrote it down. He memorized it as Saishi Ikokuni Mukousan Kowakunaku, which in roughly translated as the wife and children have gone abroad, the husband is not scared. So you could probably write a novel with the patterns, especially when you have to memorize 100,000 characters, and hope you get it into the books. And it's quite amazing for a person who's over 60 to take on this challenge. So good luck to him, and hopefully he'll be in the Guinness Book of World Records. Sweet stuff, eh? I will be playing a few... What should I play next? We'll do some PSAs. I know I said that several times, but I'll do it after I play some Mean Machine. The song is called Johnny Back, and it's from the album Cream. This is CITR.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
That was a McDonald Duck Eclair. That's from an album, Short Short. It's called Mac Teenage Riot. And yeah, love that fast-paced beat, almost sort of like a rave. And you could hear some like Nintendo-esque like retro sounds in there as well. If you like that, you should probably listen to another band called YMCK, which I'll probably introduce next time when I'm on Christmas Day. I'm going to be playing some pop Christmas special. We'll be playing some Japanese Christmas tunes and some pop stuff such as Pizza Cattle 5 and YMCK and many, many more. So if you love Japanese pop, maybe you should listen to to it next week. But if you love rock, punk, indies, yada, 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 that are all from the land of the rising sun, where they serve very tasty tofu and some nice temples and sumo and all other things that are Japanese, then you should just stay on this radio airwaves to listen to Karasu. My name is Alex Ushijima, and if you love this show so far, or if you would like to make some suggestions or some maybe some themes that you would like to hear on this radio show, feel free to call. I'm open for any suggestions. You can give me a call, 604-822-CITR, 604-822-2487. I'm going to do some public service announcements. Right now, if you guys are still looking for something to do over the Christmas holidays, whether you have no time or money to fly back to your family. Hey, man, how's it going, dude? Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Anyways, I'll be making some suggestions on maybe what you could do before 2006 is over. Can you believe it? It's only going to be, what? exactly two more weeks, you know. Oh, how time flies, right? I'll be first off, you might want to check out Blues for Christmas, which is a fundraiser for the Great Vancouver Food Bank Society, featuring performances by local jazz performers that will be at the Yale. It's at the Yale Hotel, 1300 Granville. The tickets will be on sale. You have to pick it up, but it's, you could go at any time. On December 26th to the 28th, it is a three-day event. They all start at 8:30 p.m. It's going to be great performers such as, let me just see this list here, Jim Burns, Jerry Doucette, Randy and Denise Backman, and many, many more. You could probably find more of the list of all the bands and performers, jazz performers, are going to be performing at the Yale Hotel. For more information, you can go to 604-681-9253, or you could go to the website www.theyale.ca. That's www.theyale.ca. If you want to do something maybe as a family event, maybe you should check out the Planetarium. There's going to be several rock laser shows set to the music by legendary rock acts such as Pink Floyd, The Doors, Hendrix, and Zeppelin as well. And you could probably find more information. It will be performed at the H&R Macmillan Space Center, which is 1100th Chestnut Street. Tickets must be purchased, but it is a good deal. I have to say, I love laser shows at the Planetarium, especially when you're just having a jolly good time with a bunch of friends after you had some Vancouver treats, if you know what I mean. So if you want to find more information, you could go to 604-738-7827. That's 604-738-7827. And make sure you go on the right date if there is a favorite rock band that will have their music for the Planetarium and Laser Light Show. So, and there is a website as well. Just Google up H&R Macmillan Space Center and you'll probably find the schedule for those events. One more thing, if you love literature, if you love to write children's stories, then maybe you might want to sit at home and sip on some nice warm coffee and write some bedtime stories for children in this contest organized by the Rice Paper Magazine. And it is a contest called Imagination Bedtime Stories Collection, and it is supposed to celebrate the unique experience of Canadians of Asian descent. Okay? And story criteria are as follows. The language has to be in English, and the subject matter must be suitable for children aged 8 and under. And one more thing, it must feature at least one prominent Asian character, and the story should be between around 300 to 1,000 words. And if you wrote a lot of essays at while you're a university student, that's around 4 pages. Not that bad. It's not that long. But I'm pretty sure with limited space can also be challenging as well. But I think this is what makes this contest a lot of fun. If you want to check more of the details about this contest, please go to the website ricepaperonline.com. ricepaperonline.com. By the way, Rice Paper is a Asian Canadian magazine that's distributed nationally, so please support it, especially when you are an Asian Canadian. And some of the best stories will be selected and featured on national radio as well, and will also be presented at the Asian Heritage Month organized by Explore Asian Festival in May 2007. So if you're a person who really wants to be a writer, then maybe this might be a great opportunity to become a children book story writer as well. So those are several of the things that you can do. Of course, you could just walk around downtown or Stanley Park if it weren't for the damn storm. But it's okay. The Christmas spirit will make us so happy, smiling us, making us smile from ear to ear, right? So otherwise, enjoy the Christmas holidays, okay? That was my PSA. I'm going to be playing some 5, 6, 7, 8s, the band that became uber superbly popular from the Kill Bill movie. And this is from their album called Can't Help It. The song is called Eddie is a Sweet Candy. This is Kadasu on 101.9. Gotta love the 5, 6, 7, 8. And one more thing, is it just me or there's a lot of Japanese girl bands that are related to rock in India? I've probably played like 5 or 6 bands that are all girls, but I'm not complaining. I think they're fantastic. Again, those 5, 6, 7, 8. Eddie is a Sweet Candy. And if you love that, Can't Help It is the name of the album. You could probably find it somewhere nearby, perhaps in the world section. If not, you may have to order it online and have it shipped to you. But you know what? I gotta love that band. Awesome stuff. This is 101.9. My name is Alex. This is Kadasu, Japanese music And I only have 25 minutes left, only but many. I will be talking a little bit more about the Japanese news after I play maybe one or two more tracks. And I just wanted to remind you, at 9 o'clock, it's going to be Gavin Walker playing the jazz show from 9 p.m. not a.m. Oh man, that's gonna be like a 12-hour show. 9 p.m to 12 midnight, and he will always feature one jazz artist or a jazz orchestra group. And he'll be playing some great selections of jazz in those 3 hours. So tune in on 101.9 and or just listen to my show and just like keep on flowing from Japanese indie music to some great jazz tunes. Again, that's Gavin Walker hosting the jazz show at 9 p.m. I'll be talking a little bit more about a crisis of a certain sea creature that is damaging the Japanese fish market, but it might be a double-edged sword. It might be damaging it, but there are also some benefits. Perhaps there's going to be a new Japanese cuisine on the plate. What fish is that? We'll give you a hint. It is not puffer fish, but it may be just as poisonous. You might want to think a little bit more about that. And I'll also talk about a former Nara municipal government worker who's been absent for more than a decade. I'll give you more information about that. Maybe you could just ponder, how is that ever possible? But first, I'll be playing Electric Eel Shock, S.O.S., and listen to this, the first line that he says, because it's pretty hilarious, okay? It's also one of the many first songs that I ever played when I first started this radio program as well. Hope you guys enjoy it. Again, this is Electric Eel Shock with S.O.S.
I can't speak English well, but I wanna sing this song about Let's make rock and roll. First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Ah, here you go, yeah. Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Now we need somebody to sing the words. To say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
That was Ska Ska Club. The song is called Puberty. I don't know why they chose that the title for that song, Puberty, but I guess that's what they had in mind when they were writing that the song right there. The album is called 12 Ways to Go. Before that, I had Electric Eel Shock with SOS. And the album can be from Go Europe with an exclamation point. I said that fugu might be in a little bit of trouble when it comes to some fancy Japanese cuisine. Fugu is puffer fish. Obviously, it is quite poisonous, but the meat is delicious. But there is another fish. I think I made it a trick question. I asked earlier that, you know, which fish that might be poisonous, just as poisonous as fugu, might be on the new list of Japanese cuisines that is going to be very new and innovative. Well, it's actually, I guess it's a fish. I'm not quite too sure with many of my biology, anthropology classes, but it is the Echizen jellyfish. The jellyfish is going to be planned to be the newest Japanese fish to be used as a delicate and a superb meal in a Japanese sushi restaurant. Let me explain a little bit. Well, the Echizen jellyfish is actually damaging the Japanese fish market when they're gorging on the valued fish, such as maguro tuna. They've been coming in great numbers in the Sea of Japan, usually once every few decades, but I don't know whether it's global warming or what's in the ocean waters nowadays, but recent years have come annually in the cold waters in great numbers almost every year. As a matter of fact, from September to December 2005, they were blamed for over 10,000 cases where the fish industry was really damaged and hurt when many of their fish stocks significantly got lower. So what would be the solution? Well, Shunjiro Ueno, who is a professor at the National Fisheries University in Shimonoseki, he set up a study group and see whether they could use this as their advantage rather than as a problem. So they decided to perhaps make some jellyfish cuisines and find out what would be the best method or processes to distribute and make some tasty jellyfish foods and products. Might not be a bad idea. I know if you haven't seen a maguro tuna, they're quite massive in length and size, but jellyfishes aren't losing in that battle as well. Jellyfishes are around 2 meters wide if you just extend the tentacles, and can weigh up to 150 kilograms. That's a lot of food if you're able to use the entire jellyfish body and all. And you know what? It's quite nutritious too. They have they're quite heavy in minerals such as magnesium, and collagen is a lot of it in there. And best of all, for people that are trying to lose weight, it has no calories. Especially if you go to a Chinese restaurant, have you ever had those jellyfish salads? Very tasty, superb, oishi, delicioso. Furthermore, the jellyfish's poisons, especially in the stingers, the tentacles in there, can be used in medical research in finding perhaps several cures for many diseases as well. So the Japanese are trying to take this to the advantage, even though the fish market may have been hurt. They're trying to use these jellyfishes to perhaps increase their economy in the fish industry, most especially. So you know what? If you ever go to Japan, perhaps next year, maybe you won't be eating sushi at all. Maybe you'll just be eating some jellyfish spaghetti. I will be talking a little bit more with a few more tracks in 10 minutes. It'll be Gavin Walker playing the jazz show. Give me the peace sign right there. What's up, buddy? And then I'll be done for me. But I'll be playing a few more tunes. I'll play some Boom Boom Satellites. The song is called Rise and Fall, and this is from the album Full of Elevating Pleasures. And I'll follow it up with Nirgilis, Nirgilis. I can't spell it right now, but I'll play it right now. Boom Boom Satellites on CITR. We'll be right back. Satellites is the name of that band. I had several of my friends checking them out in Nagoya last year, and they said they just had one hell of a blast, fun-filled time. So, and I believe they also toured in Europe as well. And really, you know, we gotta have all these like Japanese bands coming to Canada very soon. So far, we had like Puffy AmiYumi and Bees, as well as the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. But you know what? We gotta have many of these bands coming in to the Lower Mainland and in Vancouver, especially at the Commodore if possible. But I guess that might be my only wish. But when it ever do comes true, please come by to many of the shows. Support the Japanese independence. I'm going to be playing one more song and pass it on when it's 9 o'clock. But first, I want to tell you how this former Nara municipal government worker was absent for 15 years. He was accused only for working for 8 days and 69 months, as a matter of fact. And he worked as an official position in the Bulaku Liberation League. And this organization was finding him a little suspicious that he wasn't coming in to his shifts. So they did some surveys and some studies and searches, and he found that in the last 5 years before he was fired, actually before he retired, actually in October, they checked how many certificates that he sent. Basically, when I say certificates, there are doctor's notes. He submitted 14 different illnesses and taken leave over 34 times, and that all added up in becoming 15 years of absence at work, and he got paid for it too. Like, that's outrageous, I have to say. I don't know how he pulled it off, but he's fired / retired now, and I don't know how they're gonna deal with that. In January, they're gonna form an organizing reform committee with 10 outside experts so that this will never happen again for the Nara new municipal government. So the guy who took 15 years off in his career, quite amazing stuff. Maybe that should be in the Guinness Book of World Records instead of remembering the number sequences for pi. I'm going to wrap it up right here. We'll be finishing it off with Nirgelis. The song is called Byosoku Highway. Seconds Fast Highway is the name of the track if I translate it into English. And then stay on 101.9. It'll be Gavin Walker playing some jazz show, and I hope you guys will enjoy it. My time is up. Remember, next week I'll be playing some Christmas and pop tunes that will be suitable for the holidays. I'll be on Mondays, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on Mondays. And remember, Christmas in a week. Finish up your shopping. Arigatou gozaimashita. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Sayonara.